into town, the north wind blows. A weary wanderer, crimson cloak against the cold. Her suitcase in her hand, her little daughter close beside her, answering the summons of a power dark and old. This is a pious town, set in its ways and empty of pleasure. Is that the reason she was sent? The goddess that she serves must really have a lot of nerve to open up a chocolate store right at the start of Lent. Across the town, a young priest stands before the altar, God's flesh and blood to offer up. The Lord will feed your soul, but who will feed your heart's desire? Come now and taste the secrets in the lady's cup. The mayor's concerned, of course, he's got to turn the town against her before she leads them into sin. But in each heart that's healed, in every life that's changed by chocolate, this is a battle his austerity can't win. The priest sweats nervous as he takes the pulpit Easter morning, without a sermon from the mayor. But in his heart he finds a different lesson he can preach before the people go to join that pagan chocolate fair. There can be harmony between the Lord who's died and risen and the Lady of the Dark Rich Earth. Our worth is not in what we shun, but in what we embrace and cherish. Pass around the chocolate, come and celebrate rebirth.